The Steve Gruber Show, American values with Midwestern common sense.
When it's all said and done, maybe the most important thing about Election Day 2016 isn't what happens today, or even in January potentially. It's about what happens when a new Supreme Court justice is put up for consideration and confirmed to replace Antonin Scalia. You know, will the Republicans, if they come out on the wrong end of this, decide to go ahead and confirm Merrick Garland? Because many say he's going to be more conservative than anyone Hillary Clinton might put up. If Donald Trump wins tonight, we know who he'll put up. People that will protect the Second Amendment. And for our next guest, I mean, it's all about the Supreme Court in many respects. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, good guest here on the program and a regular. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you.
It's, well, I'm excited, actually, that we're here in Michigan, because as I have been predicting for some time, Michigan would be in play, and it certainly is, and it's driven by, well, frankly, by hunters and the crowd of people that are, you know, family value hunters. Michigan has 750,000 hunters, and in the season, the gun season starts 1 week from today, November 15th, as it has my entire life. Pennsylvania has about 1 million hunters and gun owners and gun enthusiasts and so forth. If those people go to the polls because they know that Hillary Clinton wants an Australian-style gun control and she doesn't believe the Second Amendment is right, it could be the hunting community. The average Joe, the guy that lives out there and, you know, works 9 to 5, these could be the people that could change the election today, I believe, Doctor.
Oh, I mean, if they vote as a group, they understand what's at stake, then sure. Yeah, no, they could make a huge difference in the election outcome. I did want to mention one thing. I'm not really sure it's proper to go and talk about Merrick Garland as being more conservative. He's a fairly liberal judge, particularly on gun issues.
Oh, I know that. My point being is he might be, believe it or not, more conservative than somebody that she would put up, was my point.
Well, it's possible, but the big thing about Garland is that his age, he's 66, and so he's less likely to be on the court for a long period of time than somebody that Hillary Clinton would appoint who would be in 50 or so, or
yeah.
In their 40s.
Which is even, yeah, and, so they'd be there for 40 years.
Right, and but I don't think, my own guess is not going to be a big difference in terms of their ages, and they both are going to, you know, whether it's Garland or somebody that Hillary appoints, they're still going to make the same differences in terms of the outcomes for gun owners.
So do you have any feelings, any inkling? Do you have any, you know, tea leaves on your side of the street that you might say, well, this is what I'm seeing? I mean, here in Michigan, I can tell you, I've been calling this for a long time because I knew the middle class, the disaffected middle-class working man and woman, are fed up with the Obamacare charges and taxes and the threats on the Second Amendment. And they finally said, you know what? They finally coalesced. They don't like Donald Trump per se, but they like enough about him to get behind him. That's what I'm sensing here in Michigan. The latest poll, for the first time, Donald Trump has a lead. It happened last night. He's up by 2 points going into Election Day. I mean, it could be the whole shooting match. Could be right here where I'm sitting.
Oh, sure. No, I think if either Michigan or Pennsylvania break their normal trend, I mean, both states have regularly gone for Democrats since the 1980s. That's the election.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And that's the thing. I keep hearing these people on TV, and you probably do too, saying, well, if he doesn't win in Florida, it's over. And I say, now, wait a second. In Pennsylvania, there's a brand new poll out this morning showing Donald Trump with a 1-point lead, a brand new poll in Michigan showing him with a 2-point lead. It doesn't matter if he wins by one vote. If he gets the 20 electoral votes in Pennsylvania and the 16 in Michigan, well, that, pardon my vernacular, that trumps a loss in Florida.
Right. Well, I mean, I think he's been ahead in Florida right now, too. So, you know, there's lots of different ways it could work. But, I mean, if he takes Florida, he needs to get one other state, it looks like, and either Michigan or Pennsylvania, given the polls that you're mentioning, could be the state that would put him over.
Yeah, it could be the kingmaker. Yeah, I thought Nevada was going to be his, but latest polling out of there makes that, I guess, less likely. I am amused, though, and you're a numbers guy. You know, I look at all these numbers, and I crunch all these numbers, and I'll see a state, and it doesn't matter what state it is. It's Georgia. He's up by 5. And the Democrats and the people on TV, well, it's a toss-up state. No, it's not. You know, in North Carolina, Donald Trump's leading by 2. Well, we think that Hillary Clinton's actually going to win there. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking at the same information they are. And it just makes me scratch my head. I mean, the one thing we've learned about this process, Doctor, is that the media is more in the tank than even I assumed previously. They're worse than I thought previously, and I didn't think that highly of them before.
Right. Look, anybody who's been reading the WikiLeaks emails that have come out, I mean, I'm still in shock by how closely what you think would be well-known TV personalities, news personalities, work closely with the Clinton campaign.
You had the right word there, though. Personalities, not journalists. They're just personalities. All right. If somebody's listening right now, Doctor, and we're with Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, they're on the fence, they're a gun owner, but they're just not sure what they should do, whether they should support Donald Trump. You've got 40 seconds for a closing argument. Tell them why.
Well, I don't think there's ever been as much at stake here, in terms of the Supreme Court, when you have the Heller decision. The Heller decision, the only thing that it did was say that the government could not completely take away people's guns. It could not completely ban guns. And that decision, whether that stays in place or not, is going to be determined by who appoints the next person on the Supreme Court. You have a 4-4 tie right now on the court. Now, that doesn't mean Hillary would be the one who would take away everybody's guns, but you're going to have a number of states from California to D.C. which would pass bans then at that point.
Yeah, big trouble. Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.